We want to tell you what we know as we know it, but we just got a report in that there's been some sort of explosion.
Flight 11, which was a Boeing 767 en route from Boston to Los Angeles with 81 passengers, 9 flight attendants, and 2 pilots on board.
As soon as it got hit, I was thrown to a window, so I was very lucky to get out.
Now remember, oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
U.S. officials are saying there was no warning, no indicators of any kind of a terrorist attack.
Another day has almost come and gone.
There's a complete cessation of regular life.
Can't imagine what else could go wrong.
Today we've had a national tragedy.
Sometimes I'd like to hide away somewhere and lock the door.
What is going on?
A single battle lost, but not the war.
2 airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
Tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway, so bring on the rain.
An aircraft appears to have crashed in the general vicinity of the Pentagon.
It's almost like the hard times circle round.
Looked like a deliberate act.
A deliberate act, sir.
A couple drops, and they all start coming down.
There is panic on the streets, thousands of people.
Yeah, I might feel defeated.
Good Lord.
And I might hang my head.
This is huge.
I might be barely breathing, but I'm not dead, no. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway. So bring on the rain.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building, it folded down on itself and it is not there anymore.
We're talking about massive casualties here.
No, I'm not gonna let it get me down. I'm not gonna cry. And I'm not gonna lose any sleep tonight.
I thought I would never live to see anything like this. I don't think I've ever had a nightmare that's worse than this.
'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I am not afraid, so bring on the rain.
You prepare for the worst, but you don't believe it'll happen, and this is the worst.
Tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway, so bring on the rain.
Both those towers have now gone.
I can't even imagine what it's going to feel like to look out that window and not see the Twin Towers there.
Oh, there's no question we were all caught totally off balance. Having said that, as I watched what the police officers and the firefighters were doing, I think they're going to save the maximum number of lives you could possibly save in a situation like this.
These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. America has stood down enemies before, and we will do so this time. God bless America.